Mishnah Beis. What happens if Chol is Achar Shabbos? If Yom Tov falls directly after Shabbos on Sunday. So the previous Mishnah discussed the case where Yom Tov fell on a Friday. This Mishnah discusses a case where Yom Tov falls on a Sunday. Now there is an obligation to purify oneself before Yom Tov begins. Certainly when there is a Beis HaMikdash, one has to go up to the Beis HaMikdash, bring karbonos, visit the Beis HaMikdash and say he has to be pure in order to enter. And so before Yom Tov, one is obligated to purify himself by dipping himself in a mikveh. As well as that, because they would be likely to eat many more karbonos over Yom Tov, they would have to make sure that all of their dishes and their cutlery, which they would use to eat the karbonos, would also be pure. And so they'd have to dip those into a mikveh as well. Now, one of the 39 melachos, the 39 forbidden forms of work, which may not be done on Shabbos, is makeh b'patish, which literally means hitting with a hammer, and it refers to doing the last stage of a product, let's say. If you complete a product, that in itself is considered something forbidden, even if it just involves a tiny action. Now, midrabbanon, dipping utensils, which were tomei, into a mikveh in order to purify them, it's considered to be like fixing a utensil. Until now, that could not be used for certain things. Let's say you've got a tomei plate, so that cannot be used to serve karbonos, to serve korban meat, but by purifying it, you're making it fit for use. So midrabbanon, that is considered like doing the final act which makes something complete, and therefore midrabbanon it is forbidden to dip utensils into a mikveh to purify them on Shabbos or Yom Tov. One is obligated to dip everything into the mikveh before Shabbos begins, on the Friday, so 2 days before Yom Tov begins, since it cannot be done on Erev Yom Tov. Now, according to Beis Shammai, this applies even to people. When people go and purify themselves in a mikveh, that also needs to be done before Shabbos, since that is also considered like fixing the person and making him fit for more things, such as entering the Beis HaMikdash, or eating the meat of a korban. And so it's forbidden for a person also to go to the mikveh on Shabbos. It was Hillel Omrim, but Beis Hillel say kelim lefnei Shabbos. Utensils have to be dipped into the mikveh and purified before Shabbos. But for Odom, a person by Shabbos, he can go to the mikveh himself and purify himself on Shabbos, since it does not look like he is really repairing himself and making himself fit for more things. Because if a person sees him going to the mikveh, they would assume that he just wants to cool down, he wants to have a bath. Not that he's going to the mikveh and fixing himself, and as it were, completing himself. It could just be he's having a regular bath, and therefore he may do so even on Shabbos, whereas when it comes to utensils, it is clear what one is doing, and therefore it's forbidden midrabbanon.